It's Friday, August 22nd, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The first ever Nedbank Future of Business Conference concluded in Windhoek yesterday after bringing together entrepreneurs, SMEs and industry leaders to explore how owner-managed businesses can thrive in a changing economy. Project coordinator Ruke Kakunga shared reflections on the event's significance.
Looking back at what transpired, I am overwhelmed with joy and I'm just very shocked at how well the event went. We absolutely sold out. We want to especially thank our naming sponsor, Nedbank, for coming through for us in such a huge way to make this event possible. The presentations were amazing. I got to sit in on the communication session, which was so mind-blowing, with Namibian speakers, and we also had a South African speaker there. Everybody has information overload right now. We want specific solutions to our businesses that are going to help us to make sure that we stay sustainable and that we succeed in the future.
Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa has assumed control of Katima Mulilo's administration following the dismissal of councillors implicated in a land for vehicle corruption scandal. According to the ministry cited by News on One, Sankwasa engaged with council staff to oversee the transition of a gazetted notice on the 15th of August, confirming the dismissals. He stressed the importance of accountability and transparency in rebuilding public trust and assured residents that service delivery will remain central during his interim phase. Agriculture, Fisheries and Land Reform Minister Inga Dhamwani Kamwe met with fishing industry stakeholders in Walvis Bay this week. The discussions focused on key challenges in the sector, while the minister shared the ministry's vision for a sustainable, inclusive and thriving fishing industry.
The ministry will continue to encourage local value addition within the fisheries sector. Our policy framework establishes mandatory local processing requirement that we require all quota right holders to progressively increase the local value addition component.
Built One South Africa's leader, Musi Maimane, has criticized the infighting within the government of national unity and said South Africans are paying the price for political disputes, arguing that ongoing disagreements amongst GNU partners have stalled progress on key issues, leaving citizens to face poor service delivery, unemployment and weak governance.
It is clear and common cause that after 14 months of the GNU being government, there's been some progress, but clearly many things have not changed. South Africa's fiscus is constrained. It's time now that we make decisions that don't suit political parties, but suit the people.
The International Criminal Court has slammed the decision by the U.S. government to impose sanctions on four more of its top staff. Those who have been targeted include a French and a Canadian judge over their involvement in cases against Israeli politicians and U.S. military operations in Afghanistan. Ross Cullen is our correspondent.
Under the sanctions, the U.S. will stop the ICC judges from traveling to the country and block any property they have in the U.S. The ICC, which was set up in the Netherlands in 2002 to try individuals for genocide and war crimes, said, quote, "These sanctions are a flagrant attack against the independence of an impartial judicial institution." But the U.S. Secretary of State said, quote, "The ICC is a national security threat that has been an instrument for lawfare against the United States and our close ally Israel." On August the 15th, President Trump welcomed President Putin to Alaska, even though the Russian leader faces an ICC arrest warrant for crimes against humanity. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.